Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? You have your host, Queen Ship, a.k.a. Lyric, here tonight. I'm also co-hosting with a new friend that I made tonight, Jay, a.k.a. Sin. I'm going to allow her to go ahead and introduce herself to all you lovely folks out there.
What's up, lovely people? This is Sin, or Jay, whichever you prefer. Nice to meet you. Let's get started.
Yes, so I'm doing a show tonight. Basically, it's going to be a continuation of my brother Shad's late night talk that we've been doing for the past few weeks. We've been talking about some real shit. One of our first topics tonight was, how do you deal with someone on IMVU that has a real life girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever have you? How do you separate those feelings? Tough. That's a tough one. But I mean, it's not tough for me, but it's tough for some. And I feel like when you go into a situation like that, you have to really know where you stand and be comfortable with being able to be, I mean, basically you're a side chick, or nigga, to me, in my opinion. I can't separate my feelings from IMVU because I don't have two sets of feelings. I have one set of feelings. When I log on, I'm the same person that I am when I log off. I know there's some people who do separate those lives completely. I just don't understand it. But, Jay was telling me that she's actually in a relationship with someone who has someone in real life. So how do you deal with that?
Well, for me, I'm a hoe. So I really don't, a lot of times I don't let my feelings really affect things, especially getting into a relationship, knowing that they got someone. I mean, as long as everything is open, honest, and upfront, like I'm honestly cool because I'm really the type, like I'm game with open relationships anyway. Because, I mean, I have a high sexual appetite, and it usually takes more than one to satisfy. So, for me, I'm good with it. You know, we talk about her real life, everything. Like, but, I mean, it's not like it's an issue. Like, I don't try to take over because she may give her real life more attention. Or I usually am fussing because she gives me more attention than she does her real life, and they end up arguing. So, I mean, I'm all supportive for her relationship. Like, they've been together for some years. So I really push for it to be successful. I'm not the biggest for relationships, but I always look for everybody else to have happiness and success. So for me, it's not as hard.
Mm-hmm.
So because I knew what I was getting into, and hell, I played this hot shit before, so I'm not really tripping. I know where I stand and I know my place, and I'm good with that. Like, till I find somebody who's worth me taking myself down from being the way that I am, then I'm cool.
Okay, I hear you. Well, I have been with people who were in relationships in real life before, and it didn't last for too long because they always end up falling for me, like falling like in love. And they want to be with me in real life, and then they want to have the cake and they want to eat it too. And I've also been the one who was in a real-life relationship with someone and then started dating on IMVU, which I actually did recently, which was stupid. I mean, I'm not in my real life anymore, but I found that it was very difficult for me to separate IMVU and real life because it felt like I was cheating on one or the other. It was very difficult. I don't think that I will ever put myself in that predicament again, and I don't think that I will ever be able to date someone that's in a relationship in real life from IMVU again, or say someone in real life that decides that they want to be with someone on IMVU. But, I mean, kudos to those of y'all who can do it. Like, that's what's up. And as far as, like, having a large sexual appetite, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm the same way, but I need to be with one person that can satisfy that. And if it's to the point that I want to explore with other people, I need to be able to do that with the person that I'm with. And if I can't, then I can't be with that person. Because there are times in life where I feel like, damn, yo, I'm going to fuck somebody else. But I'm going to tell my bitch, and hopefully we can fuck somebody together. Like, hopefully, you know, we can take a shorty down together, and that'll be what's up, and, you know, we can leave it where it's at. But that also takes a lot of trust.
Yes, very much so. Very much so.
Sure. So I just want to open up the line for you guys. If you're listening in tonight and you have something to say about this topic or any other topic, or if you just want to give a shout-out or you just want to put somebody on blast,
You can always call us at 713-955-0347, or you can click the link in my bio on IG and come into this chat room and give me your opinions, questions, everything like that. What else? We were talking about a couple of things in this room tonight. What was the other topic that we had touched upon?
Dating with kids. If you don't have kids, dating with kids.
Dating women with kids. I've done that too. And, I mean, I don't know if you're talking about, like, IMVU kids, but we'll do both parts. We'll do real life and we'll do IMVU. Dating people on IMVU with kids is usually pretty fucking messy because when there are kids, there are kids' parents. Let me tell you, everyone that I have dated on IMVU with kids will be like, oh, my baby mom's is mad cool. Until we start dating. Then that bitch is completely fucking psychotic, a fucking lunatic, want to come for me, think I'm trying to take her kids. I can't chill with the kids, but the kids want to chill with me, and my partner wants me to chill with the kids and establish this family. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. And I prefer, both on and offline, to not be women that have kids. Like, my situation right now, I have 3 children, but I'm a foster parent, so they're my foster children. And when I go into meeting someone and, you know, dating someone new, I let them know, like, yes, these are not my biological children, but they're my priority. And a lot of people cannot deal with that. When I be like, I can't come online right now because I have 3 fucking kids that I have to feed and bathe and clothe and, you know, put to bed, they get mad. And it's like, really? Really, my nigga? If you're dating someone that doesn't have kids, they tend to not understand the struggle. Like, the struggle is real, and I'm going to put them first, regardless of if they came out of my pussy or not. These are children that are in my care, and I have to take care of them. So I find that to be a little difficult as well. What about you?
For me, I usually date older women. 95% of older women always have kids. So for me, dating a woman with kids is, it's hard, but it's easy. Because I don't fault a child for the situation that they have been placed in, and I also don't fault the woman because she decided to have her kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, the hardest part about it is when you get attached to the kid and then y'all split up.
Yeah.
That's always the hardest part because me, I love kids, I love children. I have my degree in early childhood education, and I'm working on social work right now. So, kids are a big aspect of what I enjoy and what I do most. So it is very hard when dating women with kids.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer not to, but it is hard to find women who don't have kids, whether they claim to be lesbian, bisexual, curious, or whatever. It is still hard to find a woman that does not have kids in today's society because now they're starting early. So, especially in the generation that we're in now, very hard.
Yeah.
So I keep an open mind, and I realize kids are a lot of work. And, I mean, I'm very open and understanding about kids because I feel like the child should always come before anything else. And if you feel like you can't handle that or deal with that or be mature enough to be okay with the fact of them having a child, then there's no reason for you to even try to be in that situation because it's not going to work because kids are always priority. Always.
This is true. I totally agree. I'm having some complications. People are telling me that they cannot fucking hear the show. I hate when this thing does this for some reason. I don't know why. That sucks that people cannot hear the show. I'm going to play a song real quick, and I will be right back, okay?
Sulay, la única. Swag. Yo tengo swag en mí, yo tengo swag en mí,
yeah.
Yo tengo swag en mí, 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 los tigres cuando me ven ya se ponen para mí, la sensación de mi bloque tengo el swag en mí, ustedes se ríen de mí, no duden de mí, no se molesten.
Yay, okay. People said that they can hear now, so I just turned off that phone. Shout out to my friend Sulai. That's her on that track thing with Swagamy. That shit is a dope ass track. I love it. Thank you to everybody that's listening tonight. I got my co-host Jay, aka Sin here. I just want to give a shout out to Ms. D Wetter, Joe, to my niece Marie. I want to give a shout out to my co-host and a shout out to my bro Shad, my sis, Kimmy, my niggas T.O., my nieces Shorty and all that. Shout out to all the others listening. Shout out to Bree. I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, shout out to you. Shout out to New York. Yo, I fucking miss my home, but it is what it is, though. We were just talking about dating women with kids. If you guys have anything to say about that topic, you want to give your opinion, as always, feel free to give us a call at 713-955-0347. Or if you want to discuss anything else or give a shout-out, put somebody on blast. You know we like to be messy here at Queenship Radio, so don't hold back. If you got something to say about somebody, don't hold that shit in any longer. Give us a motherfucking call and let me know what's good. Let me know who did it and ran. Let me know who not taking care of their fucking kids. Let me know who hacked the account, all that, all that. And, of course, follow me at queenship.vu on IG if you're not already. And welcome, welcome, Marie. I gave you a shout-out about 20 seconds ago, but I'll give you another one, my niece, Vamana. And hopefully my new dad and mom are listening. I don't know if I'm going to be their kid or not, but Miss and Mr. D. Wetter, like, I love those names. Like, that shit is mad popping because, like, I can totally be the child of Wetters because I'm, like, always wet, no homo. But that's a whole other story. Jay, what else did we talk about? Because to be honest, I kind of was like rearing off into trying to set up this show tonight.
Yo, I was in and out, but let me see. Let me be a little nosy and scroll back up.
You're going to scroll back
up? Yeah, you're just going to scroll back up, you know.
Let me talk about something that I want to talk about real quick. Like, we discussed a bunch of things in the past few weeks in the late night talks with Shad. Shout out to my bro again. And one week we were talking about how do you know when it's time to let go. Let go of the relationship because it's not working or whatever have you. And we had a lot of people in here that had a lot of fucking excuses. And it was so annoying. Like, I told a nigga, when you start thinking about letting it go, when you have to sit there and think if it's worth keeping or letting go, that's when it's time to let it go. I'm sorry, but that first thought to me is an inkling. It's like, bruh, it's over. Like, we just got to go. Like, it's a wrap. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people are so afraid to let go of the person that they're with, even though they're not happy, because they're scared that they'll never be loved like that again. They're scared that they'll never find love again. They're scared of starting over with a new person. They're scared of all these things. You know what the fuck I'm scared of? I'm scared of being with someone that I'm no longer in love with, of spending and wasting more time with that person when I can be establishing myself with someone else or even alone, because if it's not working, it's not working. And a lot of people like to fucking beat a dead horse and continue giving CPR to something that's already dead. Like, in the hospital, when somebody is dead, they call it 7:53 a.m., dead, gone, it's a wrap. There's no more life in this patient, we have to stop. Same shit with relationships. Niggas got to stop fucking beating dead horses. Like, I'm so tired of people being like, oh, but I can't leave because she's suicidal. Let me tell you something. When somebody is suicidal, like, if they're continuously threatening that they're going to kill themselves because you're going to leave them, that person is going to be like that with every single fucking person and problem that they encounter. When people really want to kill themselves, you don't even know. They just do it. They off themselves. It's a wrap.
Like,
anything other than that, it's fucking attention. Like, they're doing it for attention. Like, there's all these excuses. If you really feel that way for that person, then get them some help and see yourself out, because you cannot help that person. If that person is feeling like that based off of one person, when there's thousands and thousands, millions and trillions of people in this world, and they feel like that off of you, I'm going to kill yourself. And no, like, no one really kill yourself.
I'm not bullying the suicidal community. I'm sorry.
I'm not having any kills tonight. Let's... Well, she know not what she say over here today. So.
My God. No, I don't mean it. I'm just saying, you know, there's just so many excuses out there. Like, you only have one life, and if you have another life, we don't fucking know about it right now. So if you're not happy, you'll do what you got to do and leave. It's not about you didn't try. If you tried and you gave your all, there's only but so much that you can do. If things are not changing, if your situation is not changing, you're the only person that has the ability to change that. Get out of that situation and be happy. You know, like, so many people are worried about the judgment of others, but some niggas ain't going to be there for you. At the end of the day, if you love someone to the point where you feel like, I'm going to stay, then stay. If not, then fucking go and stop complaining about the shit and just keep it the fuck moving, because I don't want to hear it no more. Like, it's a wrap. Like, I don't care.
Yes,
I just don't care.
Definitely. I know for me, people constantly say, well, why would you stay in a relationship when you fight all the time? Because if you're both still fighting, that means there's still something there that you're fighting for.
Yeah.
So I would rather fight with someone every day to know that they're willing to fight with me and for what we have than to be with somebody who's not fighting at all.
Right.
It's easy to walk away. It's harder to stay.
And it is.
So one thing I've always learned, I've always loved, and I've always entrusted into is if they're still fighting, nagging, yelling, fussing, complaining, or got something to say, Lord knows I get tired of hearing women talk, but as long as she has something to say, she still cares and she's still there. The moment she stops talking, be worried because your tires might get sliced or something. Like, you never know what's possible to happen. You might walk out, your clothes is on fire or something. You never know.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself when she stops talking.
This is crazy out here.
It is.
I don't know, like, hold on, somebody's taking my liquor order right now. I need to let them know what I want. So I don't know if Shorty is listening. Like, I don't want to put nobody in particular on blast, but.
Do it, because you messy. Go ahead, because you messy.
I'm not messy. The only thing messy about me is my hair, honey. Stop it.
You know what? I need you not.
See what happened was.
See, that's where the lie begins. That's where the lie starts.
Like,
all right,
I was dealing with someone, and our relationship became completely toxic, and it was, like, super fucking retarded. It's like we were arguing for everything. And I had just got wind that her ex, the first person whom she was ever in love with, had come back to IMVU. So people was telling me, like, yo, Lyric, I feel like she's just trying to get back with her ex. And I'm like, nah, she loves me. We're good. We're just having issues, you know, with kinks, it's in a relationship. But turn around, 2 days later, after our fucking breakup, she's chilling with old girl again. And, like, they're back together. My whole thing is, my nigga, I am all for your happiness. Don't fucking stage arguments and stage issues and make 2 out of 0 just because you want us to end so that you could go do you and be happy with whoever you want to be happy with. Like, go do you. Because it's more disheartening to see that shit after the fact. So that now I think you're a fucking liar. I think you're a fucking coward. I think you're a fucking pussy for trying to play me in that light. Like, and then it's not like I don't follow you anymore. It's not like I don't, you know, like, I know what you're doing. So it makes me feel like, damn, so everything you said to me must have been a lie, my nigga, because 2 days later you was the next bitch. Fuck out of here. That shit is mad felonious to me. That's why I posted on IG. I said, the only thing I count on is my money because y'all bitches is faulty. Like, yeah, I can't count on nothing but my bread because y'all switch it up too quick. Like, y'all just messy. Like, my whole thing is, like, I've been saying from day one, anybody that knows me, like, you could keep it 100. I don't give a fuck if you my bitch and you tell me you in love with the next bitch. Oh, word, that's what's up. I'm going to respect you for keeping it 100 with me, but I will never respect the bitch that fronted, that lied, that didn't keep it all the way 100 with me, especially when I'm always, always, always 100 about everything. Point blank, motherfucking period. Oh, my God, who was talking about Miss Piggy-looking ass? Oh, my God. So I got people in this chat room talking mad shit about mad people.
I'm going to need y'all to call in. If you want to put somebody on blast, call the number 713-955-0347. Like, I want to know. Like, I want to hear this. Like, call in. It's a toll-free call. Don't worry. You're not going to get charged. Like, give us a call. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, my future moms and pops is in here talking about somebody. Like, I really want to know what's going on.
It's the emotions around these parts.
Right. Like, I want to know who's Miss Piggy. That shit is kind of funny to me because I was dating somebody, and my ex, my real-life ex, was looking through my phone and seeing Shorty's picture and was, like, calling her Miss Piggy and shit, which is not funny. But it makes me think they're talking about the same person.
But you laugh at every week right now. It's not funny, but you laugh at. That's real petty. That's real childish. I'm going to talk about you later. I'm going to wait till we off the air, and I'm going to talk about you later. I just want to let Andy know.
Don't
she's going to get talked
about me
everybody.
Don't
everybody
be talking about me.
Just know she's about to get talked about when we get off the air.
No, I'm not. I'm not laughing at her. I'm laughing. Okay, maybe a little bit. Maybe just a little bit. Yo,
petty. You is messy and you is childish.
Whatever. What the fuck ever. But, like, I have so many listeners right now. I fucking love y'all. Like, everybody that supports me in this show, I fucking love y'all niggas. Like, all these guests in the room, shout out to all of y'all. I don't really know who's who because nobody changed their name from guests. But, again, shout out to Marie and Shad and Joe and Finn and D-Wetta, Ms. D-Wetta, T-O. I really don't know how you say it, but I know it's the EO. Shout out to Bree. Like, I hope you're listening. Like, Bree is my nigga. I actually just met Sin through Bree. This is her little brother on IMV or whatever. So that's love. That's what's good. Introduced me to the self-proclaimed hoe. I like
shout
it.
Shout out to that fag because she's listening.
I like it. And shout out to Bree's lady. What is her name? I don't remember.
Cruffy.
I don't know how to say that. Say it again.
Cruffy.
Oh, Cruffy. Shout out to Queen Cruff. I know you're holding my homie down. Y'all holding each other down. Your relationship is super dope. Be making my feed look real basic, but it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to get a Parker's basic course in a little while.
Can I just say shout out to my baby girl while she's sitting in this room twerking like I can't see her.
Shout out to you, baby girl. She is so cute. You guys are so cute.
Girl, she's so bad. I love my baby, but she is so bad. Between her and her brother, they bad. I love them to death, though. They my kids, and I can't trade them for the world. They ruined candy shops. They done ruined lollipops. They ruined it all. Okay.
The apple must not fall far from the tree.
It don't. Because... They Maddie is a hoe. I'm not even going to lie about it. It don't fall far at all because I'm just nasty. Not even going to front.
Mm-hmm.
They got it on me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my kid, yo. That's my kid.
Right.
Savage is my kid, man.
Right.
Shout out to my damn child, man.
Don't forget to shout out to baby mother.
Oh, Red. The Red one.
The red one.
Yes, the red one. We shout out the red one all day, every day. Shorty,
yes.
Nigga.
All right, hurry up. Y'all niggas is calling in. We only got 5 minutes left for the show. Believe it or not, this 30 minutes went really fast because of my fucking lovely co-host. Helped the time go by. So, Marie, if you call in right this left now because we only got a few minutes. And I'm not going to laugh at your voice. Oh, wait a minute. It's going down.
And you're not going to laugh, but you had to say that.
I'm not going to laugh, but if they don't have me to fuck up and call, I will, because I'm like, ha-ha, jokes on you, time is up.
You know what? That's really childish.
You know what? Call it what you want. I mean, I could show you.
Get your life. Don't be reckless. You gonna get reckless with me? Wait till we off the air, please.
You don't know me, homie. I'm not. There's no reckless. There's nothing reckless about me. I'm an angel.
Lie again. You hang out with my brother. Lie again.
I don't even know who that is.
You hang out with my brother. Lie again.
No, I don't. I don't really know. I don't.
You gotta be reckless to be able to chill with anybody in this fam. Like, cause we wild. So. I know you slightly, even if you ain't mad reckless, I know you got some slight reckless in you.
No, there's nothing reckless about me. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm a queen.
The lies we tell.
I just sit on the throne all day. Everybody keeps asking who is talking with me. It is Sin on the line with me, the person that's sitting right next to me in this chat. That is my co-host, Sin.
The sinful desires over here.
Right, the smooth operator that wanted to kiss my hand when I went to shake her hand. I don't know what that was. Oh, we got a caller. We got a caller. We got a caller. I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer. No, it don't ring. It just shows up on my dashboard. We got 3 minutes and 54 seconds. I'm about to answer this call from my niece, Marie. What's good, baby?
Hi.
Hey, boo. Shout out to Vamana.
I've missed your voice, but, yeah, I've been, like, avoiding calling you because I know I was going to be an ignorant asshole, and I was trying to be good.
We can never be good, babe.
I woke up this morning to Christy, a.k.a. Risky, VU, calling me a hoe on IG because I told her that at the time that she wanted to be with me, I wasn't looking for a relationship, which was true, and I just wanted to do me and fuck who I wanted to, which was not a lie.
Right. Right.
But, of course, she caught an attitude because I ended up fucking CO and now I'm with her. Kudos to you, bitch. Who is Risky? Is that that girl?
Is that the girl that
Risky
I told you?
No, that's not her.
Oh, okay.
We leave her in the dark, okay? We don't talk about that. We leave that in the dark.
I see you with two eyes.
That is where we leave the gremlins in the dark.
Wait, who, Miss Piggy?
I'm just saying.
We leave. No, because, like, first of all, Christy was already acting like a stalker as it was. Like, anytime anybody popped up in a room with me, and they're like, hey, how you doing? You look cute. She wanted to get an attitude and leave and be like, oh, don't have me around your bitches. Bitch, what? Hold on. You're not my woman. I haven't fucked you. When you tried to pop the pussy for me, when I was in between my relationship with Kels, I told you no. Because I didn't want to play you, and you got mad. How, though?
So Risky was getting a little risky, basically, is what you're saying.
But got the nerve to call me a hoe and tell me if I wasn't injured in real life, I would probably be bouncing from dick to dick in real life, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she went there hard.
Wow.
Meanwhile, that bitch got a whole baby.
I'm not talking about nobody's baby, but I'm just saying, don't call me a hoe if you just recently had your pussy spread open to deliver. Come on now.
She said she just popped off the dick.
Shit.
Fuck yes.
That's
just how it is. I got some them stitches are still fresh. Stop playing.
No, stop. Y'all going too far. I don't want to hear all that. That's nasty.
Not to mention you got at home penis. You got at home penis, honey. You married. You hopping on that dick every night.
But she trying to climb up inside you. And she like dick. Where they do that at?
Her?
I had a drink.
We literally have like 24 seconds left to this show. After the show, it will still continue to be recorded for the next 15 minutes, so you can still get out whatever you have to say. Anybody that listens to it at a certain date and time will be able to hear it. But real quick, I'm just going to do my outro and thank my co-host, Sin. Thank everybody for listening.
everybody, Bree, Oya, Finn, fucking Kim, Shad, Joe, everybody. Yeah, I'm a little stuck on stupid right now, but thank you. I love you. It's been real on Queenship Radio, signing the fuck out. Stay tuned for my next show. I don't know when it will be because I'm lazy, but yeah, good looking, y'all. So, okay, you can keep going if you want. We, like, it's recording, or I'll probably play a song and, like,
I said what I had to say. The whole is mad, and I find it funny. When I wanted you, you wanted your ex. Now that I don't want you, you've been trying, and I've been denying, and you mad. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Ain't that what they do, though?
They always do that. They wait till you get in a relationship to realize that they want you. That's what they do. They do that shit all the time.
That's
they wait
exactly
till you get in a relationship. And then they want to be like, oh,
exactly,
babe, when you going to be mad? No, I'm never going to be yours. I'm taken already. Fuck you, me.
But no, she
bye.
Wanted me while I was
like,
she wanted me while I was single, too. But she kept pissing me off with her stalk away. So I said, hell no.
Them stalker
like,
ones is the ones you
like,
need to
if you come in, hold on. If you come in my room and I'm chilling with my son and my son's girlfriend, and my son's girlfriend is basically like my own kid, and she's sitting on me. She ain't even sitting on my lap. She's sitting on my leg. And you leave, and you inbox me talking about don't bring me around your hoe. Bitch, first of all, you mad disrespectful. You mad disrespectful because you don't even know what you're talking about. Second of all, go sit down. Go sit the fuck down.
She ain't want to. That's why she left.
Take risky. She did the same shit before me and you got together when you came in the room and I told you your shirt was nice.
Mm.
Then when I hit her up and I'm like, why you act so jealous? All I get is a so. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? So.
That don't even make sense. Why you jealous, so? That don't even make sense.
Bitch, that ain't you. The fuck?
Why you jealous,
so?
No.
The fuck? Bruh.
Yo, I just got another fucking ice rum. Like, I'm about to be so drunk tonight. Like,
but,
I'm going to just down. Down.
I'm going to need you to stop drinking.
Listen,
I mean,
your
favorite friend of mine. Yeah. Your favorite friend of mine, Storm.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
so. No. So. Try the same person that you warned me about is now doing the same
right.
shit to me that she's been doing to Storm.
Really?
She's doing the same shit to Storm now.
So does Storm holla at her or what?
No, Storm tried to keep it strictly friendship, like, hey, we good on that. And, you know, from what I heard, she's been pushing at it and acting like they together and it's like,
that's
bitch,
because
what's
that bitch is crazy. Like, that bitch trying to fuck my son. That bitch trying to fuck both of my brothers.
I thought
that bitch
trying
to fuck.
Did fuck
she did. Matter of fact, that is right. She did fuck my son. My son told me that she fucked her. And then she trying to fuck both of my brothers. But that bitch is a hoe. Everybody knows that bitch is a hoe.
But she's still stalking my page, though. How's she stalking my page? And I blocked her. And my page is private.
So she probably made, like, another account or some shit. You know how them crazy bitches be?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's it.
And Bree fussing because she wants Larry to read her comment. I don't know what she said.
Bree said what?
Read her comment. She fussing.
What comment?
You asked me the wrong way. She fussing. And me. Will you read her comment?
What comment? I didn't read no comment where.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm lost.com.
On IG?
I have no clue where she posted this comment.
So where the fuck is the comment? I don't got no comment.
Wait, how you gonna say something about a comment but you don't know where it's at?
She
wanna
say comment.
I'm confused too.
She's talking about a comment. I don't know where the comment's at. I don't know where she posted it. I don't know.
So when is the next show gonna be? And who's gonna be your co-host?
I don't have a comment on my post or my IG and nothing. Like, what is she talking about?
Ignoring
me. Get it together.
There's no comment in the chat room. There's no comment.
Yeah.
Maybe she. I just don't know. Where is this
Lord.
Comment that you speak?
There's a long lost comment somewhere out there.
Probably somebody posted it up on IG and deleted it.
Did they post it in the chat to the site?
Nah.
No. I don't see anything.
And I'm the only person that's spoken about from the chat. The only person.
I don't know. But no, like I was saying, now that I know I can, you know, listen on my phone about me being co-host next time. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about, but.
When you co-host, you don't got to listen. You just got to be on the phone with me.
That's fine. Either way, I know I'm going to be an ignorant asshole. I'm going to need a drink that night.
I'm going
to have to be like you. I'm going to have to be like you that night. I'm going to have a drink.
Am I the only one who's trying to handle sobriety very well?
Or at least a blunt.
I feel like I need to get my life together.
Girl,
we over.
After the fucking
I just made myself a hottie toddy. I have a cold.
You just had a hot toddy.
Yes, so. And I'm trying to get rid of that shit. So I'm good right here. I'm vibing.
Well, anyways, Auntie, now you know what your possible future nephew sounds like. So there you go.
I sound like a 12.
I mean,
I heard increasing the bass in the voice at the end.
Tell about you sound like a 12. Where do you feel like you go at? Huh?
I don't know. I just sound like I'm 12. I don't sound like I'm 12 to you. I sound like
I'm mad we recorded these last 15 minutes with just a normal-ass conversation. Like,
I know.
I mean, that's
everybody
what people do.
So they're going to be like, what the fuck?
They just had a random-ass conversation.
We bullshitting. That's how you do. But you have to have fun with it. Like, it ain't all got to be uptight.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, my brother. I'm like, who the fuck is inviting me?
That's your language.
I'll get to
my God.
So, oh, my God. For
anyways, let me hang up so I can hop back on real quick and see what my parents have to say, because I know they're going to look at me like, you bogus.
You ain't right. You finna get a whooping.
Well, actually, no, I can't say that because Dad convinced me to do this. Y'all ain't no good.
Man.
Y'all just going to convince me to be on this bullshit tonight.
There's nothing wrong with that.
First thing
it's a Friday night.
Instead,
it'll be all right.
Yeah, it ain't shit to do my bullshit.
Y'all say, well, Auntie Lyric, love
it's
you.
Friday
and
night,
I'm
home. That's the bad part.
Right? Well, see, I got a reason to be at home because I'm still learning how to walk again. You know, I broke my ankle in May.
So. She left me a comment on some shit. And I don't know where to find that shit at. I don't even know where to find that at.
I don't either. Like, that's why I say, like, I don't know what the hell she was doing. I don't know what she was talking about. I put her up for adoption most days. I promise you I do, but I can't because I love her too much. Like, I don't know. It's Brie. There's nothing else I can even say to that. Like, it's Brie.
Let me read the comment if I can see it. It says, what the fuck, Brie? Our open relationship, I feel like it brings them closer because they can do shit together. It depends on your morals and how you deal with it. Everyone got to be on the same page. I feel like some relationships work when people are honest from the jump, and when they become friends first, then try to be in a relationship. Like, don't just try to be in a relationship, or when you find someone you click with, yet you got to leave who you're with. Some girls are good for friendships only.
True shit. friendships. Some females are good for friendships only, and sometimes if you're in a relationship, you miss and you meet someone who is fit for you, you have to let go. Just no explanation, no nothing. You just gotta let go. I felt that. I felt that.
Why is Bree telling me? I don't know if she's fucking at me.
Bree is a basic sock pocket, yo. Like,
oh my god, sock pocket. What?
Nah, I'm gonna explain what she's saying though. So, thing about it is, Shorty was dead ass in a relationship.
Uh huh.
Shorty dead ass got out of her relationship because she found somebody who completed her more so as her best friend as well as her lover, rather than just kind of being in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So basically she's saying that some females are literally meant just to be friends only. And therefore, you just got to pretty much let go. Like, you holding on to something that's not meant to be, rather than being with the person you're supposed to be with. Y'all are being so reckless in the chat right now. I can't deal with either one of y'all.
Oh. I think we had the wrong link. I think she was listening to an old show.
Reckless endangerment.
I can Yeah, I heard it still for a little bit that I was listening to a different show.
Oh, and my big bro being in her emotions right now because she went into the wrong chat. Oh, this poor baby. That poor little pink thing.
What the fuck is a crump, yo?
Yo, that's that New York shit. That's that New York shit. A crump can be good or bad in the words of my brother, but the hell if I know. Like, this nigga be making up words. Like, this motherfucker makes up a new word every day. I be trying to keep up.
Mm-mm. Cruff.
Yeah, cruff, exactly. Just a fucking cruff.
Oh, my daddy is cute? This supposed to be my daddy? What the fuck? We got new parents.
Who got new parents? You?
Hold on, yeah, I did.
Hey, turn up. Congrats on the new parents.
Thanks.
That's what's up. Congrats on the new parents. I've been rocking with mine since February. They the shit. They have very much the shit. So hopefully you have just as much success with yours as I've had with mine.
Right, because I don't really fucking like parents. I haven't had parents in a minute, but my bro was in and out. So we was like...
At you not liking parents. That's funny.
That shit is funny. I cannot wait to get drunk right now. Like, you have no idea.
That is mad funny.
That's crazy. I think I'm about to get off again. I'm so sooner because I'm about to get drunk and I don't want you to hear my voice start changing with my drunkenness.
Oh, no, I want to hear this shit.
No, it's okay. No, yeah, no.
Hear this shit.
No. No. I'm going to act up enough for the fucking both of us online and shit.
Let
I got some fucking
Let me hear the drunkenness. Let me hear it.
No, not today, Satan, not today.
Oh, damn, you had to hit me with Satan. I know my name is Sin, but damn.
Not today, Diablo. Not today, Diablo.
Ay, Dios mío.
Ay, Dios.
So unfair. So unfair.
That
oh
my is God.
So petty.
Petty the bell.
I hate petty wop.
Petty wop.
We petty rocking on any block around these parts.
I know that's right.
I petty rock on any block.
I'm in too many chats right now. Somebody gotta go.